This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Question: what have you surrendered your heart to? You know the answer. What has your heart? What controls your heart? And is it any wonder the proverb writer says right out of the box, you want a blueprint for life and for living, guard your heart above all else, because it's the wellspring of life. The second one is put away perversity and corrupt talk. Put away perversity and corrupt talk. Have you ever been around a person that you thought was a nice person? Maybe you were impressed with somebody and you changed your opinion because you heard them open up their mouth and talk? You ever been around a woman and you said, I used to think she was pretty nice until I heard her talk. And she cussed like a trooper, to use that expression. And all of a sudden, your impression of a person changed because you saw them in a different light for one reason. You heard how they talked. Well, let's bring up Ephesians 4:29 under this one. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, Paul said, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. What constantly comes out of your mouth? Can you be detached enough and unbiased enough to look, just analyze kind of independently for a second from yourself and say, I do have a lot of corrupt talk come out of my mouth. There is a lot of perversity that comes out of my life. A lot of crassness comes out. And I find it interesting that right after saying, guard your heart, the next thing he says is, put away corrupt talk. Watch how you talk. There's a third one. Let your eyes look straight ahead or straight forward. That's an interesting phrase that we don't use today. I've never told somebody, you need to look straight ahead and straight forward in life. They'd say, what are you talking about? But you know what it means. It means to focus your eyes on that which matters, number one. We focus our eyes on a lot of things. We'll read that in a minute from Scripture. But it also does involve morality in terms of how we conduct our lives by what we look at. Have you ever noticed that we look for that which we either secretly or openly like or love? Those of you that have had small children, I can remember that our children were able to spot the McDonald arches in the next county. I mean, you could be on the freeway and it was four exits down, but they could see it in the distance. They could see the golden arches of McDonald's. Why? Because they were looking for it. Their eyes were trained to look and scan the horizon. People who are Starbucks addicts are trained. They know when they come into a town and they land at the airport, they say, where's the nearest Starbucks? I need a cup of coffee. Why? They love it. They're looking for it. Tell me what you love and I'll tell you what you're looking for all the time. I'll tell you what catches your eye. I'll tell you what secretly you're looking for, because we always look for that which we love. And the proverb writer says, look straight ahead, straight forward. Let's bring up a couple of verses here. Matthew 6. Jesus said, the eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is the darkness? Let's bring up Psalm 119:37. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. Do you realize there's a lot that we look at that's not necessarily evil, but it's just worthless? I want to talk to men for a moment about guarding their eyes. I'm going to share a verse with you that many of you didn't know was in the Bible. Well, this is a passage that I'd like every man to hear. That will happen tomorrow on Cross Hope, same time, same place. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to any message you've missed or to find out more about this ministry we call Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.